Welcome to the JD Show. The purpose of the show is to help you implement on your dreams. And today, I'm actually going to show you a trick or some sort of magic. And then I'll introduce you to our guest of the day.
Pack of playing cards. You can see they're all different. Mm-hmm. Take any one you want.
I'll take this one.
Okay. Show the camera and have a look at yourself this time as well. Okay, perfect. Just place your card back for me. Right over there. Now do me a favor, just place one hand out for me. Perfect. I'll do the cards a quick shuffle. Now you remember this card, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to make your card jump from the middle to the top. Did you see it happen?
I didn't see anything.
No? Put your hands out for me, flat?
Yeah.
Right over there.
That wasn't my card.
That wasn't it?
No.
Okay, I'll fix this, don't worry. Can you just place your hand on top for me, like a sandwich?
Like that?
And just start to rub the card.
Yeah.
Perfect. Have a look.
Good lord.
I'll do it once more. What's the four of spades? Put the card right over there. We'll take this and we'll put it roughly about halfway down.
Right.
Push the card all the way inside for me.
Yeah.
Do you see it happen?
Yeah.
It actually jumps back to the top. I'll do it once more. You might want to come in a bit close for this. So you can see the card right over here?
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen. The card's going to jump straight to the top.
Right.
So if I leave it right over here, you can see it's right on the top.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to leave it sticking out. You can see it right there.
Yeah.
Just say stop for me whenever you're happy.
Stop.
All right, just push the card all the way inside.
Yeah. Good.
Cool.
You said you'd put it at the top there.
It was the top. I'll do it once more. Watch the four of spades.
Yeah.
This time I'll make it really obvious to you. I'll bend the card and place it about halfway down. So you can see it right there.
Yeah.
The rest goes on top. Now imagine what it would look like if a card jumps to the top. 3, 2, 1. Have a look.
No way.
Crazy.
That was very impressive.
In fact, we'll do one more. Can you just hold both your hands out like it's a table?
Like a table?
Yeah, yeah.
Like this?
Yeah, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Now your card, I'll leave it on top and put it out. Just
yeah.
Cool it down. Perfect. Now just imagine your card jumping to the top.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Jumps. Right, I'll pick it up.
That's trippy.
What?
My job here is
done. Oh my god.
Wow.
So that was absolutely amazing. I had goosebumps. I was like, wow. So let me introduce you to our guest today. That's Arsh Soni. He's a magician. He's had just shy of 1 billion views on all combined social media channels. If you don't follow him, he's tagged as Arsh Soni on pretty much all channels, especially TikTok. If you are not on TikTok, you need to be there and follow him. So we're going to actually ask him a few questions. So yeah, here we go. So tell us about yourself. Where did you start? How did this magic thing start to happen?
Sure, so I started in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
I remember someone showing me a trick,
mm-hmm.
and I was kind of left, I kind of wasn't interested at the time. The trick happened, I was like, okay, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it actually hit me later that night.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, how did that actually happen?
Yeah.
And I decided, literally that night, I started researching.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first trick I can learn? I found one. Next day I went and bought a pack of playing cards,
yeah.
and like anyone would, just a normal card trick.
Yeah.
Learned that, spent a couple of hours practicing it. Then I went and showed my family, my friends,
yeah.
and everyone was shocked. I was thinking, hold on, this is just a very simple trick.
Yeah.
I'm sure they can figure it out, but they didn't.
Yeah.
And they just left me with a crazy reaction.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, then learn a second one.
Yeah.
And that's what I did, learn a second one. And a very similar thing happened. And it just kind of started happening from there. And one after the other, like a chain effect, I just started learning more tricks
mm-hmm.
and just kind of expanding what I knew. And that was kind of how it started.
But did you start to learn these tricks yourself just by practicing? Or were you shadowing someone? Were you learning from someone?
So when I started, I had no idea what the magic community was,
mm-hmm.
who's part of it, what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of a few big names in the past, like David Blaine and Dynamo,
yeah.
who are very big at it,
yeah.
even now very big. But it was mostly YouTube,
yeah.
YouTube and the library. I literally
yeah.
go there, get a book, and practice a few tricks, and learn from those resources.
There are actually books there, right?
There are actually
so you
books.
Can look.
Yeah, beginner books on magic.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where I started. YouTube was a big like helping this as well, so just learning a few tricks from there.
Yeah.
And that was kind of it. So no one's actually shadowing me. It was mostly self-taught.
Yeah.
It was just me doing everything on my own and learning from mistakes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good stuff. You started in 2011.
Yeah.
That was, what, 9 years ago?
Yeah.
You're very young. How old were you when you started?
I was in year 11 at that time, and that was about 16, 17?
16, 17.
Yeah.
Stuff. That's a good start.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, what made you, with all the social media attention, how do you deal with that first of all?
I mean, it's getting more and more now because of like platforms like TikTok and Instagram.
Yes, yeah.
I think it's just fun. I mean, like if you have a good energy of, like about
Can
you, then
vibe,
yeah, then I think that's kind of the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you're okay with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love
people,
it.
Do people pester you? Do people
all the time
annoy you
on
social media?
All the time. I mean, it's all about audience management, knowing
yeah,
kind of when to perform, and not kind of performing on demand as such, but kind of just knowing kind of your presence and stuff.
Yeah,
but that's about it. I mean, I think the rest is just
is fun. It's
fun. Yeah.
Right. All right. Okay. That's good. That's good. I guess when you do something that's fun, you're all into it completely,
yeah,
and that
yeah,
makes a big difference.
Yeah, you have to be.
Good stuff. So, what do you do? What else do you do?
So full time, I'm a software engineer. I studied computer science at university, and I did a placement at my time as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still working at the same place
okay.
as well. So magic was always like a hobby for me.
Mm-hmm.
During uni, I had to kind of pause for a little bit because
mm-hmm.
I couldn't kind of cope with doing both social media and studying at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to take a little bit of a break, not too much, but just a bit of a break my final year.
Mm-hmm.
I finished that about a year and a half ago, and now I'm just kind of going full out on magic.
Full out on
yeah.
magic, okay. So, Ash, tell us, what is the most extreme reaction you've had, or what's the most dangerous trick you've done?
Not necessarily dangerous, but in terms of reactions, I get a variety. So,
yeah.
I think I've, at one point I had someone actually run away because I did magic.
Just,
yeah,
just
actually just run away.
Yeah.
I remember, because I actually performed quite a lot in kind of events.
Yeah.
People kind of hire me for their kind of
yeah.
weddings, parties, mostly corporate events.
Yeah.
I think I remember at one point, I think this was a wedding, people actually got so scared because
yeah.
of like religious reasons,
yeah.
which is like probably the most like extreme thing I've ever
yeah.
heard, that is did not like the magic, they really freaked out.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, it was as simple as the card trick.
Yeah, yeah.
But they freaked out
they
on
freaked
that,
out,
which is
yeah.
which is for me the most extreme thing because I've never had that before.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that's probably the most extreme one, yeah.
Good stuff. And where do you see yourself going with this? What does the future look like in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years?
So this is a funny thing. So when I started, I never actually thought I could take it to such a level because
yeah.
I didn't know such a thing existed.
Mm-hmm.
But now I think things have changed a lot more with social media, that like my future goal is to kind of work with big brands and create
mm-hmm.
big campaigns around their products
yeah.
and kind of just take it global.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And when you do these tricks, right, do you do them with your friends? In the videos that you have,
mm-hmm.
are they your friends? Are they just random people that you work on the street? So how do you...
So, yeah, like what I do is I create... So the type of magic I do can be applied to kind of anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Friends, people on the street. I try to target people on the street, but that does get more difficult.
It
and,
is.
Especially to kind of get very hyped up reactions and
yeah.
everything. But what I do is I work with my friends. I always kind of create content with them, so I don't ever tell them what the trick is because that defeats the purpose of magic.
Of course, yeah.
And I just go for like, okay, let's just do it and just go for it, and that's kind of what happens.
It's just
yeah.
the flow of it. Okay,
yeah.
It's almost like I'm trying to understand
mm-hmm.
that when you do these YouTube videos and these TikTok videos,
mm-hmm.
do you collaborate with other magicians? If so, who have you collaborated with? What does that look like in the next 2, 3 years, 5 years?
So I think, in terms of collaborating with magicians, it's hard because you can't really do tricks on them because
mm-hmm.
they know the tricks
yeah.
and that doesn't really make
yeah.
sense. So what we do is we normally like work together and pull off a trick together
mm-hmm.
And somehow kind of in unison, kind of like I would do something, they would do something to kind of maybe help or
mm-hmm.
you know, in some way they'd be part of it
mm-hmm.
but making the trick happen.
Making
and that's one of the actual videos that went viral. So me and my friend, it was his idea and I was
mm-hmm.
kind of helping out with that
yeah.
and I'm sure you must have seen it, like where he took a straw, put it behind his ear, and kind of went into someone's cup.
Yes.
And that went insanely viral.
Yes,
and
I remember that. Amazing stuff.
Went everywhere.
And I remember you doing what another trick was, I think it was, you filled a cup of coffee,
yeah.
and then you poured it back, there was nothing in it.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
Is that
yeah.
the one you did as well?
That was the one. So, that was, funny enough, that was actually a brand deal as well for a
yeah.
restaurant, and they said to come up with the concept, and I did. It was like, kind of making a cup of coffee vanish. So
mm-hmm.
I got served a cup of coffee, kind of turned it around, and it just completely vanished.
Vanished, yeah.
And that was essentially it. And that kind of, that's had over like 100 million views in total now.
Wow, that's amazing.
These are lottery tickets. Have you or anyone in this room ever played the lottery?
Long time ago, yes.
Did you ever win?
No.
Okay, I'm going to show you the secret to winning the lottery. It's really simple. It's actually a lot simpler than it looks.
Okay.
So what you do is you take the tickets, grab a couple, like maybe four or five, and you just fold them and you crease them right in the middle. At that point, just by taking the tickets, and you go in 3, 2, 1. Every single one actually changes. So 5 tickets, £20, £100. Check it out. Is that real? Have a look.
What the
hell? Is that actual money?
That's amazing, guys. That's amazing. Wow.
This is money.
This is money.
This is actually money.
All right, so I've got permanent marker. I'm going to draw a little cross on my hand, just like that. Okay. See that? Yeah. Now watch this. I'm just going to take the cross, permanent marker. I'm going to press it like this.
Okay.
I'm going to literally drag this. This is permanent marker. I'm going to drag it off.
Right.
Take it. I'm going to just drop it right over there. Do you feel anything happen?
No.
Slowly put your hand over for me.
What the hell?
Show to the camera.
That's amazing.
It's gone from mine.
Do that.
Did you feel anything?
No.
That doesn't come off, by the way. Ever.
I'm joking.
You want to go, Mozzie?
It's crazy.
Pack of cards?
Yeah.
I just want you to go in and just take any card that you want.
Okay, I'll pick this one.
Alright, have a look and just show the camera as well.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm just going to grab the card back. Now I'm going to cheat. I'm going to have a look because I've seen this trick before. That card over there. Can you hold your hands up for me? Ace of clubs. I'm going to leave that in your hand. And just put your hand on top for me. Perfect. Just leave it covered. I'm going to take, let's say, shuffle. I'm going to get the next card. So let's say the Joker.
Yeah.
Watch this. And what I'm going to do is take the card, the Joker, and rub it on your hand like this. Do you feel anything happen?
No.
And it looks like I've got the Ace of clubs. And just open your hands up for me. That means you have the Joker.
How?
How on earth?
That is crazy.
Alright, perfect. Can you strike? I just want you to initial the coin for me. So just put some initials to make it unique to you. Here's what we're going to do, so hopefully the camera can see that.
Yeah.
Put your hands up here. That's perfect. And watch the coin over here. You see the coin right over here? If you watch very carefully, I can take the coin from here. Watch 3, 2. Go straight through my hand. Do you feel that? I'll do it one more time for you. Watch the coin. Just hold your hands up for me like this. Perfect. I'm just going to hold your hands right up here. Perfect. Watch the coin. From here to this hand. From this hand all the way through this hand and all the way up there.
What?
Blow? Over here?
Yeah.
Just blow? And it's gone. Inside your pocket. No, no, I was joking about that. There we go. Magic.
Wow.
Justin Blair, I'm gonna work. I'm gonna observe closely.
Do me a favor and take any card of your choice. Alright, again, have a look and show the camera as well. Yep. Just place the card back right over there. Perfect. Now, I actually did this trick for someone once, and what happened was, funny thing is, they were actually drunk, so they actually took my cards, and they started mixing them all up, so it kind of looked like, take my cards like this, back to front, like this, and gave the cards back to me at the end, and they were like, okay, try and fix it now. So, that's what I tried to do. You can see the cards are all mixed together, so you've got front to back, you got back to front, you've also got, I think about there, back to back. Can you hold your hands up for me? Perfect. All I did was I took the cards back, I went 3, 2, 1, click. Do you see it happen? No? Watch, every single card is actually now facing one way, leaving one card. Take it out for me. There you go.
How are you picking Phineas?
Tell us a bit more about the business side of it. How do you deal with that?
Sure, so what I do mostly is a lot of corporate events.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually perform at places. Mm-hmm. But more recently with like Instagram and TikTok, basically all social media, what I do now is I focus a lot more on creating content for brands.
For brands, yeah.
So more recently I actually did a big campaign for, not a big campaign, but a campaign for Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
So they had their new burger coming out and they kind of approached me and they said, can you do something with our product to
mm-hmm.
kind of showcase it?
Yeah.
And that went on TikTok and it's got nearly 1 million views on it.
Okay.
I've done like a few, another brand deal recently for a company called Juice Burst. They sell drinks for schools and
mm-hmm.
stuff. And create like a funny comedic little video for them
mm-hmm.
around magic, and that's actually now approaching like 10 million.
Okay.
So what I do is I just basically create videos with brand products
mm-hmm.
and just work with brands,
that's
campaigns.
That's good. So if, I mean, I'm just trying to wonder the business
mm-hmm.
opportunities that are potentially open to you to collaborate with and then potentially make sort of magic videos and tricks
mm-hmm.
videos. It's just amazing. You've got
yeah.
so many opportunities. I think it's more about you approaching these companies and saying,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you are launching a new product or a service,
yeah.
then I can do something around it. Obviously, so how do you plan that? So let's say someone approaches you from someone approaching you saying, help us launch this product. How do you plan that to creating a video? How does that process work?
So it's actually a very long process. It looks very simple, but it's a long process. So I'd get approached to kind of come up with the concept
mm-hmm.
and that's what I do. I've got a few friends who are also magicians and who actually know like the magic kind of industry really well, so
mm-hmm.
they can help come up with certain tricks
mm-hmm.
And I'll basically take the tricks and somehow tailor them to that particular product. So
yeah.
say if it's maybe introducing a brand new bottle
mm-hmm.
and somehow maybe make that bottle appear or disappear or something
yeah.
along the lines of that
yeah.
and I'd first kind of take the concept, figure out what I can do with it, if it's even feasible to do something in a short amount of time, or depending on the time frame. From there, I kind of maybe create like a kind of storyboard, kind of how I plan it out.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, it's all about the filming and getting people to help like film it right.
Yeah.
So we'd have like multiple different attempts. So we'd go out and film with different people,
yeah.
trying to just figure out the best way to showcase this product.
Yeah.
And from there, then it's a lot of work on the editing, because I think as well as just seeing a video,
yeah.
it's all about the mood of the video. So you know, having the right kind of text, having the right kind of music, the right kind of sound effects and stuff
yeah.
for certain
yeah.
things to happen, and that's really important because that sets the mood.
It helps.
And that helps for people to then come over to your and watch your other videos, because
yes.
if one video is kind of that standard
yeah.
they can then assume other videos will
exactly,
be. That's
yes.
the main thing.
Awesome stuff. Where can people find you? Where can they approach you? How can people book you for their events? Where can they find you to, you know, to launch their products?
Sure. So I've got a website, archdeepsony.com. Otherwise, my socials are all archstoney, and that's about it.
I'll be giving links to all his social profiles and to his personal website to book. I mean, what we just saw, the tricks and the magic that we just saw, I was just literally blown away. So if you want to entertain in your company, your stuff, you want to launch a product, I think Arsh is your man. So yeah, thank you for watching. Have an absolutely amazing day, and I'll see you very, very soon.
You know what, one more trick. Actually, you know what? You were thinking of something a second ago, right?
Yeah.
Let's do something else. This time, change that into a playing card. So just think of a playing card.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yep.
So you got a playing card in mind?
Yeah.
So you can choose... Actually, no, let's make this a bit more random. So you can think of... Can you think of a number for me between 1 and 13?
Yeah.
Yeah? I want you to think of a suit. So you made this completely random. So it could be spades, hearts, clubs, or diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could think of... colour for me. So black or red.
Black or red.
Yeah. So, I have a pack of playing cards, and I've set something up. I've taken one card and I've turned it upside down on this pack. Okay, it's right over there. For the first time, what card are you thinking? What number are you thinking of? Sorry,
seven.
Seven.
Yeah.
What suit are you thinking of?
Spades.
Spades. That's black. Do you want to change it to red, or do you want to stick with that card?
Oh, I choose red.
You want to choose red?
Yeah.
So if you choose red, what card?
What card?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So you've chosen a colour, right? You've chosen red.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, they've chosen the seven of spades. You can change the card completely to something of a red colour or stick
okay.
with the card. What do you want to do?
Okay, can I change it to heart then?
A heart?
Mm-hmm.
So together that's a seven of hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? I've taken one card, I've turned it upside down, I've placed it in that pack. Do you want to change your mind?
No.
No, staying.
I go through the cards, there should be right over there. One card upside down in the entire pack. You said seven of spades, and then you changed to the seven of hearts.
Mm-hmm. Good lord, good lord.
No way.
Good one, that's awesome. Subscribe to our channel for awesome future videos.